And going over to our next guest now, it's a great pleasure to welcome to Cafe Chaos here in Lawn, the Mayor of Surf Coast Shire, Councillor David Bell. Councillor, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure, Mitch. Always a pleasure to come in and have a chat with you.
Well, it's a great location here in Lawn. I mean, the rain was passing through before, but it still looks beautiful driving down the surf coast. It's a wonderful part of the world.
Oh, I wouldn't live anywhere else.
And incidentally, do you have any thoughts on naming Corangamite Cox, or is the Surf Coast Shire staying well and truly out of this whole debate?
I will just sit to one side and look with some amusement at the names that end up on some of our electorates.
Fair enough. Now, Council Unity, there was a Geelong Advertiser article on March the 21st which spoke about a meeting and spoke about disunity and seemed to attribute that to the rainbow flag. How is everything going in Council at the moment?
Oh, look, Council's going along quite well. We had a special meeting of Council which was to sort out a few issues. The result of that meeting has remained confidential and...
Will that be released to the public at any time, or that's staying confidential?
Well, I think in the interest of transparency and good governance, at some stage we will release the details of that meeting to the public, but it's one we will negotiate our way through. I would say out of all of those articles in the Advertiser and things, there was one quote attributed to me which was quite correct. Rumours of my imminent demise were greatly exaggerated.
Well, you're still here?
I'm still here. I'm still the Mayor. We are still functioning as a council.
That's a famous quote, isn't it? Rumours of my imminent demise. Someone else said that once.
Mark Twain.
That's right. I read about that. Yeah, that's really interesting. So it's still going along. I mean, the rainbow flag issue, where are we at with that? Because this just seems to be something that never ends. I read all the media coverage. And, I mean, yes, it's a noble effort to try and pay homage to the LGBTI community. But at the same time, a ratepayer's concerned that there's not as much focus being given to the local government issues.
Look, it's an interesting one. The rainbow flag will come down on the 24th of May, and I hope there will be a celebration of that. The rainbow flag had the original council resolution been adhered to, would have come down in November when the federal government put through the marriage equality bill. It's about equality of people. It's not about whether you're gay, whether you're not gay. I mean, I say if you don't like gay marriage, don't marry a gay person, you know, really. It's about treating people as equals. It's of giving everyone the same access to all the services, all the rights, all the legal rigmarole that we go through if we partner up, if we don't partner up, when we unpartner. It should be the same for everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're black, brown, grey, brindle, gay, whatever, you know. So I think... people got their knickers in a knot, basically, over, really, something that was nothing to do with them.
What do you say to the councillors out there that said this is not core council business, same-sex marriage?
Well, I would say, what is core council business? You know, some would say roads, rubbish, rates. I remember our previous CEO, Steve Wall, saying, if I went to the bank with a business model of what council does, they'd laugh me out of the place and say, simplify it, you know. We do everything from, really... From the hatching, you know, maternal child health care, kindergarten, we have involvement with schools, right through to, you know, involvement in looking after cemeteries, looking after... The business of council is really anything that council decides is its business. Some people would like to say, and it's been interesting, I run a farmer's market. I'm a very accessible mayor. I have people come up to me at that market and pass on tips, hints, information, bitches, moans, groans, and congratulations. I had about 5 people complain about a rainbow flag. I would have had 55 people say, thank you for recognising it. Thank you. It's helped my children so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think it was a community issue and I think we did the right thing.
Will it be coming back after May the 24th?
We have traditionally, well, over the last probably 5 years, flown it on Idaho Day, which has become Ida Hobbit Day as the numbers keep growing. And we've traditionally flown it for a week. So, and it is in our events calendar, and it will go up for Idaho Day every year, and I hope ad infinitum.
And we won't be seeing any more media reports of disunity about that issue. It's all settled down, has it?
Well, I cannot guarantee what the media may or may not decide to report.
Now, the Rip Curl Pro, very exciting event. I mean, the Surf Coast is just pumping over the east a long weekend, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Look, the Rip Curl event, it's... Our economic development, people tell me that it's worth about $6 million to the local economy every year. We love the event. You know, I think it shows off the Surf Coast. The World Surfing League, they do a great job in what they put together. Surfing Victoria, who actually build the infrastructure there, do a great job. They're working with council to preserve that environment there. We have cast in bits and pieces to build things off. If there's changes, we go through a process to make sure no environmental damage is done. We get back from cliff edges, and the people come, and the people love it.
And good for our local economy. You quoted that figure, but local businesses, I assume, were grateful to get all of that increased trade.
If you looked at the queues outside some of the cafes, the restaurants, you know, it is a wonderful thing that happens. You know, the extra shifts that people work, the extra accommodation that's booked, there is so much that happens.
Now, application for lighting grants, I was reading this in your mayor's column, and you've been applying for different grants to try and encourage more lighting of sporting facilities so that people can play at night. Tell us about that.
We've had a couple of, it's particularly for the Yellowmata Reserve in Anglesey. We've had a couple of goes at getting better lighting there. I can remember when I was coaching one of my son's junior cricket teams, thinking I had extra players on the field, but suddenly they moved and I realised they were the Kangaroos. But it was a bit, in the gathering gloom at the end of the season, was a bit hard to pick. If we can put better lighting in there, we can utilise those fields more. And rather than perhaps sort of try and extend the number of ovals so that you can all play in daylight, let's keep one oval and use it more.
That makes a lot of sense, especially this time of year when daylight savings ends and suddenly it gets dark at 6:30 and you think, where's all the daylight gone?
Yes, the best bit about that ending, though, is that no longer do I put the market up in the dark for a short while. We're back to having a bit of light.
Not for long.
No.
Now, the Surf Coast Shire Youth Awards celebrating youth achievements. Give us some thoughts on that.
Look, I think it's wonderful. I went to the actual award presentation last year as a councillor, and was just astonished at the depth of talent, the achievements, and the confidence of some of our young people. And I would love to see, you know, there's five categories you can nominate in: leadership, community, music, arts and sports. And we have just such a vibrant community out there. I urge anyone to get their nominations in. It's getting a bit late now. It's 16th of April. They close on the Monday.
We'll have to get a good submission together, but very quickly.
You know, hopefully you've got it halfway done already and you've just got to put the final touches on it. But the more people we can get nominated, the more we can actually show off the Surf Coast at its finest.
How youth is youth? Because I think being nearly 27 this year, I'm sort of just outside the boundary. I think it's usually up to 25, but some go to 30.
I think ours is, you've probably just missed out on being
just
youth, now you'd be a young adult.
Oh, that's a shame. Never mind, there's always hope for the Young Adults Awards.
Yeah, well, I've gone to the Old Farts Award now, so.
Fantastic. Well, anything else that you want to raise or give you a bit of a free kick to talk about any issues of passion to you?
Bit of a free kick. Look, I'd love people to really pay attention to how they drive. You know, a lot of the accidents on our road are due to inattention, being distracted by things. You know, not seeing the stop sign is not any excuse for going through it at speed. And we live in a tourism area, you know, and I notice now a lot of the message boards on the Great Ocean Road that are up at the moment come out in Mandarin as well as in English.
I saw all of those driving down this morning, yeah.
Please make allowances for the traffic, you know. Try not to rush too much. And perhaps if you're a local commuting, try and find the inland route, come down to the coast another way, you know. It's a difficult one, but driver behaviour, I think, is a very important issue we need to tackle.
And I was talking to a couple of locals, and they were saying that there's undercover police policing stop signs and people that fail to stop at them. So, I mean, you wouldn't need much of an incentive to stop at a stop sign, given the risks, but that might be another incentive that there are police watching.
It'd be anything to make people obey the rules. I was driving in, I swim at the RACV every morning because I'm trying to stay fit and young and healthy, hopefully succeeding. But I followed a person down. There was a red light. They slowed down, they looked each way and went through the red light. And then the light went green and I thought, that was pretty weird. And I got to the next one and it happened again. And I thought, this is just not how you should drive. Please obey the road rules. They're there for everyone's protection.
I tell you what, if you never want to drive again, go onto YouTube and watch the Dashcam Owners Australia, where they each month submit videos of drivers and some of the things that they do. It'll put you off driving forever.
I'll have to look that up, Mitchell.
Councillor David Bell, thanks for coming down. And I don't know if we'll be seeing you in 2 weeks when we're in Anglesey or maybe another councillor, but I appreciate you coming all the way to Lawn for us.
Oh, thank you very much, Mitch. It's a pleasure to drive down to this part of the world for any excuse. I will take it.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Councillor David Bell, joining us here at Cafe Chaos in Lawn. What a beautiful morning it is. Thank you very much to Len and all the team for hosting us down here this morning. We really appreciate it.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.